question. What do you get when you put twin brothers, some synthesizers, and a lot of late nights in a college practice room into a blender? Answer: over 25 years of nonstop touring, headline slots at Red Rocks, and one of the most dedicated fan bases in the Jamtronica scene. Welcome to Shecky's Jam Bands. I'm your host, and today we're doing something a little bit different. Instead of telling you about Lotus, I'm going to ask you questions about Lotus. Think of this as the questions you should be asking when you hear about a band that has been grinding since 1998. Ready? Let's dive in. First question: where exactly did Lotus come from? Here's what you need to know. September 1998, Goshen College in Goshen, Indiana, a small Mennonite school in the middle of nowhere. Two freshman roommates, Luke Miller and Mike Rempel, sitting around thinking about what college kids always think about: how to avoid homework and make music. They recruit Luke's twin brother, Jesse Miller, who plays bass and sampler, add drummer Steve Clemens, and you've got the original core of Lotus. Their first gig, September 25th, 1998, at a campus coffee house. They played James Brown's Get On Up and Red Hot Chili Peppers covers. This is important. They started as a cover band with vocals, not the instrumental electronic powerhouse they'd become. Just college kids jamming. But here's the beautiful part. Those practice rooms, they were in the basement below something called the Leaf Raker. Luke Miller remembers it well. Cramped, no natural light, just pure focus. That's where the sound started to take shape. Next question: why Lotus? Good luck finding a straight answer. The band has never officially explained it. Could be the lotus flower, symbol of purity, rising from murky waters. Could be a Greek mythology's lotus fruit that causes dreaminess and forgetfulness. Could be that they just liked how it sounded. What we do know, it's one of those names that just fits. Short, memorable, spiritual, without being preachy. And unlike some bands who overthink their names, end up with the Crystal Experience or something like that, or something equally regrettable, Lotus nailed it on the first try. Next question, and this is a big one. When did they stop being a college band and become Lotus? Well, it was 2001. That was the turning point. They recruited percussionist Chuck Morris. We'll come back to Chuck in a minute. And make a critical decision: go fully instrumental. No more vocals, just pure sound. They're taking inspiration from electronic artists like The Orb, Aphex Twin, and Kraftwerk, but mixing it with the improvisational jam band ethos of Phish and the Grateful Dead. This is hybrid, later dubbed Jamtronica, or Livetronica, becomes their signature. Their first album, Vibes, drops in 2002. It's a live compilation from their 2001 tour. Raw, energetic, and a little rough around the edges, but it shows promise. Then comes 2004's Nomad, and everything changes. Nomad hits number one on the Homegrown Music Network charts. It becomes the HGMN bestseller of the year, and it gets nominated for a Jammy Award for the groove of the year. Suddenly, they're not just a college band anymore. They're a legitimate touring act. They're averaging over 100 shows a year by the mid-2000s. They're playing Bonnaroo, Summer Camp, Rothbury, all good. And they're doing it all independently. No major label, just word of mouth, relentless touring, and encouragement of live recordings. Tapers at their shows are not just allowed, they're celebrated. Next question: what's their sound exactly? Multi-genre. That's the answer. The long answer is, imagine if a Daft Punk and STS9 had a baby, and that baby was raised by Talking Heads and Brian Eno, as the cool uncle who teaches it about modular synthesizers. Lotus blends electronic beats, funk grooves, post-rock atmospherics, psychedelic textures, and jazz improvisation. Live, they're known for tight compositions that explode into extended jams. Jesse Miller's modular synth work is hypnotic, looping bass lines, modular vocal samples, and so on. Luke Miller switches between keys and guitar, adding melodic layers. The rhythm section locks in and doesn't let go. And the light shows. Oh, the light shows. Designed by Scott Houston, a Goshen College alum, and Luke's former roommate. The visuals are synchronized, but not rigid. Each performance is unique. They have smoke, lasers, movement, color. It's an experience, not just a concert. Next question. What songs do you need to hear if you're new to Lotus? I'm going to give you two. Both are staples. Both showcase and makes this band special. The first one is Greet in Mind. This is the Lotus anthem. They've played it over 1,000 times in their career. It's from their 2004 album Nomad, and it's become a fan favorite for a good reason. Live, Greet the Mind is a journey. It starts with a simple hypnotic groove, bass, percussion, synth. Then the guitar enters, adding texture. The song builds slowly, melodically, until it reaches this peak where the entire band is locked in and the crowd is moving as one organism. Fans have described it as funked out, ridiculous, brain-melting. One reviewer said, Greet the Mind jam is ridiculous after hearing it at the 2006 show. Another said, they're brain-melted. When Lotus plays Greet the Mind live, they're not just performing, they're taking you somewhere. That you'll hear versions that stretch 10, 13, even 15 minutes. Each one is different, and that's the magic. The second one you should check out is called Shimmer and Out. Off their 2003 album, Germination, this track exemplifies Lotus's ability to create lush atmospheric soundscapes while maintaining a driving rhythm. It's dreamy and danceable, and it's cinematic. Live, Shimmer and Out often appears in melodies transitioning into or out of other songs. It's a showcase for the band's improvisational chemistry. The synths shimmer as promised. The percussion adds urgency, and the whole thing feels like you're floating through space while simultaneously moving your feet. Fans love this one because it encapsulates what Jamtronica is supposed to be. Electronic production meets human spontaneity. No two versions are the same. Both Greet the Mind and Shimmer and Out are top tracks of their streaming platforms. If you listen to nothing else, listen to these. Next question. What makes Lotus different from every other jam band? Three things. First, their work ethic. These guys tour constantly, over 100 shows per year for decades. They played Japan 6 times. They've headlined Red Rocks regularly, one of the most prestigious venues in the world. They didn't get lucky. They worked. Secondly, their embrace of technology. When other jam bands stuck to traditional instrumentation, Lotus went all in on modular synthesizers, samplers, and electronic production. Jesse Miller's rig looks like something from a NASA control room, but they never lost the human element, the improvisation, the spontaneity, the connection. Third, their theme shows. Lotus loves a good concept. Halloween 2008, Live Fast, Die Young, The 27 Conspiracy. Each band member dressed as a rock star who died at 27. Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, Brian Jones, Ron Pigpen McKernan, and played covers. What's the hardest thing to talk about when discussing Lotus? Well, Chuck Morris. In March 2023, Chuck Morris, Lotus's percussionist since 2001, and his 20-year-old son, Charlie, went kayaking on Beaver Lake in Arkansas during spring break, and they never came back. The family had just relocated to Kansas City from Denver the previous summer. The band had just finished a 25-city tour. Chuck and his partner, Jennifer Thompson, thought a family vacation would be a good way to unwind. When Jennifer and their 12-year-old daughter, Amelia, went into town, Chuck and Charlie decided to take kayaks out before a storm hit, and they never returned. Search and rescue efforts lasted 24 days. On April 9th, 2023, their bodies were recovered from the depths exceeding 180 feet. The theory is that one fell into the freezing water and the other tried to rescue him. The lake's conditions, cold water, strong winds, and 3-foot waves were described as a perfect storm for drowning. Chuck was 47, Charlie was 20, a sophomore at Ohio Wesleyan University, a violinist, a runner, and someone who aspired to be a lawyer. Jesse Miller, Chuck's bandmate and friend, wrote a tribute that's heartbreaking in its honesty. He talks about living with Chuck in a house with no electricity in Philadelphia after college, sharing meals, making music, dreaming big. His talks about Chuck's potential, the way he saw possibility in everything. He talks about the lost potential, no more stories of Chuck wrestling people after shows, no more seeing him play tambourine with another tambourine, and no more wild adventures. But Jesse also talks about the light through the grief and the outpouring of love from fans, that connections made through music, the lifelong friendships. Lotus released an album from Chuck's final performance with the band on February 25th, 2023, dedicating it in loving memory of Chuck and Charlie Morris. It's impossible to talk about Lotus without acknowledging this tragedy. Chuck was with the band for over 20 years. He was part of the sound, part of the family. Final question. Where's Lotus now? After Chuck's passing, guitarist Mike Rempel, who'd been with the band since 1998, left to focus on a wellness career. The band brought in Tim Palmieri, known for his work with Breakfast and Kung Fu, to fill the guitar slot. The current lineup, Jesse Miller, bass and sampler, Luke Miller, guitar keys, Mike Greenfield on drums, and Tim Palmieri on guitar, they're a 4-piece now instead of 5. In August 2022, they released Bloom and Recede, their latest album. The title feels appropriate: growth and loss, expansion and contraction, and natural cycles of life and music. They're still touring, still playing Red Rocks, still hosting Summer Dance, still encouraging fans to record and trade their shows. Lotus has over 1.1 million monthly listeners on Spotify. They released 18 albums. They've been doing it for 26 years. They started in a basement practice room below a coffee house in a Mennonite college in Indiana. Now they're one of the most respected names in Jamtronica. And they're not done. That's it for today's episode of Shecky's Jam Bands. If you take away one thing from this, let it be this. Lotus represents everything that's beautiful about a jam band scene. They work hard, they innovate, they connect with their fans, and they honor the people they've lost. Go listen to Meet the Mind and get lost in Shimmer and Out. Catch them live if you can. And remember, Chuck Morris and Charlie Morris, two people who love music, adventure, and each other. Until next time, keep jamming and always appreciate the people you share the music with.